Now book Alpha. Picking up book Alpha on page 41, Thursday, October 8th, there was a little confusion about what chromosome A and chromosome B are. But those are, in fact, the two separate isolations of the G gamma plus A gamma on a single clone, and so one was called chromosome A, meaning it was the first isolation, and the other was chromosome B, the second isolation. So two isolations of the G gamma plus A gamma gene, and then the plasmids considered on page 41 are a BAM-BAM 2.6 kilobase a piece available from chromosome A, and the same available from chromosome B. So this enables one to see whether the both isolations of the same region are the same at 2.6 kilobase BAM-BAM piece, which we'll see where it comes from. This was looking at these two BAM pieces from chromosome A and chromosome B. With the result on page 43, the digestions are adequate but need a longer time. Let's see what the final conclusion was from that. So that was an intermediate step on page 43. Let's continue and see whether that makes sense later on. Continue labeling experiments. Not worrying anymore and going on with new origin tests on page 51, Wednesday, October 14th, Dixie, Margot and OS had an idea on how to test for origins there. Fairly complicated procedure with at least five steps. That was an idea, not an experiment. Working on hybridization and S1 nuclease conditions, Friday, October 16th, page 57. Back now to chromosome A versus chromosome B on page 59, Saturday, October 17th. With some results on Sunday, October 18th. The chromosome A and chromosome B from earlier, and testing with different amounts of and different lengths of time of enzyme. By S1, but the conclusion is that a considerable proportion of the end label is being lost by S1. And so continue to try to solve these problems. digesting probes on page 71, Tuesday, October 20th, and new hybridization, etc. Considering using TAC polymerase, TAC enzyme, and CLAR1 and PVO2, different tests on page 75. Recut of the plasma 2.6 for end labeling. That's 165.24. The 2.6 kilobase fragment from 165.24. With various conclusions about the end labels. There was nothing wrong with the previous material except all the ends are labeled. But the conclusion that the plasmid is in the opposite orientation of expected, so that see page 82, and on page 82 is a complex diagram of P2.6 with two possible orientations of 2.6 being listed. This is reminiscent of a similar diagram that appears in the preparation of the plasmids for gene targeting, where a rather complex map is written as two circles and trying to distinguish two orientations, so predicting what all the fragments would be in the two orientations and then trying to determine from it what the result, what the orientation is. So continue with that experiment on page 85 and hybridization tests, etc. So these are continuing to hybridize again on Monday, November 2nd, page 93. And a fairly extensive test on page 99 and 89, saying that it's a very bad gel, but clear that either S1 mix is okay and the sites are compatible with the following order. So here was the order of the sites for more tests. On the following pages. S1 tests on the 5' end, November 9th. Just technical problems. New hybridization conditions, Tuesday, November 10th, page 109. Problem is the sample. permanent denaturation tests were considered a method of permanently denaturing, maybe with glyoxal. So that this was on page 117. Alkaline denaturation. With sodium hydroxide and then adding glyoxal and with a conclusion on the following page that alkali load is sufficient. Boiling post S1 seems unwise and formaldehyde plus alkali was partly effective, presumably because of the alkali. Further tests continuing. Time series on page 123. Here's a mention of Paula. I think that's my first remembrance of Paula Henthorne, a graduate student. Yes, I think this is the first mention of Paula Henthorne, and she was working with thalassemia chromosomes to try to find out whether thalassemia, where the crossovers were in generating various deletion type thalassemias, and later on in looking at the delta beta a type of thalassemia. Very interesting work. So here is a test with Paula's material, looking to find the end of the deletion. Was the aim. Test of chromosome B at last, with three exclamation marks on page 127. So this is the separate isolation of the G gamma and A gamma region. And so this was a test of two different preparations, a preparation from book Alpha, page 89. Of chromosome A SST BAM fragment and alpha 41 chromosome B SST BAM. So these were the same fragment from the two chromosomes, trying to find out whether they differed at all. So there. Referred to in their old, in their various positions. So alpha 89 is a preparation of cold SST BAM for chromosome A, and alpha 41 I presume has the same, but we look back. And chromosome B has SST pre and SST BAM fragment alpha 41.1 micrograms per microliter of that. So these two preparations of the same fragment from the two chromosomes were being examined.
the conclusions that the pre-digestion samples of chromosome A and no enzyme of chromosome B show signs of aging, but there are no differences, no detectable differences by this S1 test on page 129. So that so far no differences.
Smithy's my alliance.
That would be only a difference really in length probably. But continuing, the same type of experiment with comparing chromosome A and chromosome B fragments. And on page 137 is a summary of the results to this point in the form of a diagram. Was being looked at. So more stringent tests are being considered to look at the G gamma and A gamma genes of chromosome A and various ideas on how to test the differences. Rather interesting title, Cold Cuts, Wednesday, November 25th, page 139. G-gamma TAC1 and A-gamma TAC1 and PVU2 tests. And new hot probes on the following page. Orientation of the new probes being looked at. And material that was made on page 143, Wednesday, November 25th, was with hot, very hot material, 100,000 counts per minute per 0.08 micrograms of alpha 141 A gamma star FNU. These were made by Si Xiong. He made the on page 141 five prime end labels of R1 cut G gamma and A gamma plasmids. He obtained G gamma 1.8 times 10 to the 7th counts per minute and A gamma and G gamma and A gamma 1.08 times 10 to the 7th, etc. And these materials were further being considered on page 143 and 145, Wednesday, November 25th. The conclusion, this material is very hot. Use fewer counts by foil time and better do, etc. And increase the sodium hydroxide, but they're very hot radioactive material. Further checks on the new probes, October 27th, Friday, page 147. The probes are fine, though G-gamma should have been cut with PVO2. Probable trouble was too much probe DNA. Repeat tests with less probe. Cutting out bands to get specific probes on November 30th, Monday, page 151, as we come to the end of this book with some cold cuts to end. End of book Alpha.